So yeah, again, my name's Vivek. I'm one of the TFs, and let me stop the music real quick. Sorry about that. Okay. Should be able to go. Okay, yeah. So just a brief overview of what we're gonna do. We're just gonna talk about how you could get started with developing right away, some resources that are out there. Mainly the Apple website, the different types of apps. There's actually two distinct types of apps, surprisingly. We'll go through the anatomy of an app. We'll do a brief crash course in Objective-C, because that's what you'll probably be writing all of this in. And we'll do a little Hello World, and then hopefully a real example, a calculator example. So maybe not exciting, but hopefully something solid enough that you can get a feel for how to do these things. Okay. So getting started. First, all of you need to have OS X Leopard, which means you need to have a Mac. So just throwing that out there as a first thing. Don't anyone leave or anything, but you need that. You'll need to sign up for a free Apple developer account in order to download the SDK and to download Xcode 3. So, I mean, you just need to sign up for that, download those two things, and then you can start messing around with examples right away. So, one thing, this is kind of late-breaking because David just emailed me with some details about this, but you can make an app with just this. You can make an app and test it on the iPhone simulator on your own computer, but to actually put it on even your own iPhone or your iPod Touch, you need to have a license. And normally this is the thing that costs about $99. But since we're a university, we have a program such that you can do that for free. But you just need to just drop me an email and I can set you up with a license. So you need a license even to transfer it to your iPod or iPhone. So maybe kind of surprising, but without that, you can still test it on the simulator, which is what you should do until you're perfectly ready, but just something to keep in mind. So what sort of resources are out there? After the seminar, what should you go consult? Apple has basically all the resources you want. developer.apple.com/iPhone and /web apps. These are probably the ones you'll really want to look at. They just have tons and tons and tons of pages about anything you want. So start there first, I'd say. Stanford has an iPhone class. They started fall of this year. It's kind of cool. It's also kind of dense. This is where I first started trying to figure out what was going on with iPhone a few weeks back. So certainly look there, but I mean, really, I think the most useful parts are like the first several lectures on how to get started, because after that it starts getting dense and at least as a lecture plan you can follow, so feel free to look at that stuff, look for resources. It's definitely a resource out there. One final thing, Google, it seems like kind of obvious you should Google for whatever you're looking for. Google's actually not that great for finding out resources for the iPhone for whatever reason. The NDA was just lifted a few months back in October or so. So people are still putting like tutorials and things out there. Certainly Google for things, but I would actually say first check out the Apple website. So, good. Okay, so types of apps. I mentioned there are two apps, right? So the first app is a web app in general. So you don't even need to do anything with Objective-C. You can just develop, you know, PHP as backend, JavaScript probably, CSS and XHTML. So just a traditional web app is what you can do. And you can just put that on your iPhone. And this may be as simple as, say, you know, CNN.com or Google.com may make an iPhone-ready page. And that's really what a web app is. There are a few adaptations you'll need to do just because you're dealing with touch rather than a mouse. So there's issues with precision. You can have small text, small input boxes, things like that. Just a different mentality, so there are some adaptations. But that is, the first type of app, a web app. The other type is just a traditional iPhone app, what you'd see at the App Store, things you might be buying or downloading for free or whatever, and that'll be coding in Objective-C. So we'll do an overview of both of these, and I guess if you guys have more questions specifically in either one, we can talk about that. Okay, so web apps. The first thing you just want to know is it's the iPhone screen resolution. The width is 320 pixels. So what you can do during development is to just add this extra line of code, and it'll just limit your width to that 320. That way you don't have to worry about, oh, is it going to overflow? You will have it limited that way. I mean, you can use a div or a table or whatever. Just during development, make sure you limit it to that, because that is what the iPhone's limitations are. After you're done developing, you can take that out. Just make sure it does fit that way. Okay, so that's the width. The height is 356 pixels. You can add a little JavaScript here to get rid of the address bar and gain yourself 60 pixels, but really you shouldn't have to worry about the height. Okay, of course you should worry about the height, but what I mean by that is that if your page's content just flows, as long as it's not overflowing the width, there will be no height problems. So certainly keep it in mind. Cool JavaScript for you in case you want. So width and height, the thing you have to keep in mind is the iPhone is normally just vertical, right? People can turn it horizontally. So also keep that in mind. So when they turn it horizontally, you don't want your page to break or look really bad. Just keep that in mind. The dimensions will just switch, that's all. Okay. The next thing is big form controls. Okay, so imagine every single web page. I don't know how many of you guys have actually done extensive browsing in the iPhone or iPod Touch, but small checkboxes, really having to like zoom into it and then click and then zoom out to see what the next text is so annoying. So I mean, unless you have a good reason to do that, make big checkboxes. Those three things are actually checkboxes. They look kind of weird, but in Safari, you can just specify the width and the height, okay? So it's pretty simple to do. Just be conscious of size of all these things, because, again, the user doesn't have a precise mouse. It's like a thick finger, so thick or thin. And, I mean, it's much less precise. That's the point. So just be wary of that. Okay, nifty animation. So if you're wanting your web app to kind of look like a normal iPhone app or fitting with the theme of the iPhone, you know, all the like the zooming out and the transitions and all these sort of things, make sure you just put, I mean, you don't even have to do this, but you might want to consider putting some JavaScript that has a transition, or like when you click on a box, it'll do something that makes you feel like, ah, I'm on the iPhone. Okay, does that make sense to everyone with JavaScript? Okay, so There are a few resources, two of them that I found that I think are pretty good. The Yahoo UI library, specifically their animation section, and Scriptaculous. So take a look at those if you want. Of course, developer.apple.com has some things where they talk about these fitting your web app with the iPhone theme. So look at that too. The one problem with JavaScript is, especially for people browsing the Edge network, it's not that fast. So if you have about 70 kilobytes of JavaScript, that starts getting ridiculously annoying for just like a transition. So keep that trade-off in mind. Don't make huge JavaScripts, but some is good. Some is good. Okay? All right. So again, the finger is very different than the mouse. Finger does not equal mouse. So especially, you know, sometimes when you go to a website and like you move your mouse over a link, it changes color, right? Or on most of CS50, if you move your mouse over a link, it like adds an underline or something like that. Don't rely on those things. They won't happen. There's no hover with a finger, right? And think about it for a second. You can't hover with a finger. Theoretically, you could. The iPhone doesn't. So there's either a touch or there's not a touch. Okay, so remember that too. No on mouse overs, no hover events. It's simple enough, just remember that, because you'll be, when you finally download it onto your iPhone, you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to hover. How do I hover? So, yeah, I don't know what that really funky picture is, but I thought it was funny, so I put it on there. Okay, so that's all of the web apps. Does anyone have any questions so far on web apps? Okay. I mean, this is just kind of like an overview of things you want to keep in mind, and just basically how to get you started on web apps if you choose to do that. So, how many of you, by the way, are actually thinking of doing a web app, or is it all mainly just like Xcode apps? Okay, so we'll move on then. Regular apps. So again, this is the type of thing you'll see in the App Store, right? Things you can actually download, you can start making money off of. So one thing with our university program is, I think what David has said is, if you do want to end up selling it or putting it into the App Store, you do need to end up buying another license, because if you're using the university license, all the money goes to Harvard. So, I mean, if you want that money, and if you're distributing it for free, I mean, I suppose you can still do it through the Harvard license, but you probably don't want to, just for maintaining control over it and ownership and all that stuff. So, I mean, unless you're really just like, I just want to put this app out there, I don't care who has credit for it, I mean, it'll still have my name, that sort of thing. But just remember that you might, if you want to sell it, you need to still pay the $99. Okay, so regular apps. So you'll actually be using the SDK. You'll be using Xcode, all this good stuff. You'll be programming in Objective-C. It's a strict superset of C. We'll have a crash course in a second. So with Xcode, with Objective-C, with SDK, there's a steeper learning curve, but it's tremendously more powerful. So it seems all of you might be doing that anyway, so great. Okay. So where are we? We've finished these first 3 points. We're just going to jump into, say, the anatomy of an app, and then we'll talk about Objective-C and do these examples. Okay, so the anatomy of an app, there's first the compiled code, right? So compiled code is your code, just your Objective-C code, and the CocoaTouch framework code. Right, there has to be some of that back end to actually have all the transitions and zooms and all these things, and anything else with CocoaTouch. So that's kind of back end stuff, but it's still compiled code. There's also nib files, and these are really just all the visual elements, all of the view elements. So sliders, like images, all this. Well, not images. So sliders, things like that. We'll go in the nib file. We'll actually talk about more about what is what when we do the examples. So I'm just really giving you an overview. Okay, resources. So this is sounds and images and all the external stuff you might put in your app. And there's an info.plist file. So that's just a configuration file. It'll probably have, say, like, oh, my company name or things like that. So the Gmail app, or whatever it is now, it will probably have Google at google.com or whatever that thing is. So it's just configuration things. You don't need to worry too much. We can talk briefly about how to add an icon to your application, which of course you'll want to do at some point, and that'll go in info.plist. So that's what it is. Okay, all Apple applications in general, I think, follow the MVC. Model View Controller framework. So I'm not sure how familiar you guys are with this, but let's just talk about this briefly. So MVC, Model View Controller, it's really just about abstracting different portions of the application in different manners so that you know what's what, and you can actually deal with each element at one time. It's really just a layer of abstraction. So let's talk about the model. So the model manages the app data and state, is not concerned with UI or presentation, often persists somewhere. I think the key word to remember in that is just state. It's just managing the application state. So is it waiting for input? Is it doing this? Is it doing that? And remembering certain things. So that's the model. Okay. So let me just also say about MVC, you can go developing for the iPhone the entire time and not have a clue what this means. But I think it's good to keep this in mind. It'll make understanding why things are kind of convoluted for a certain reason. So you don't even need to necessarily remember everything I say for this part. Just know maybe the one keyword I'm going to say for each of these. Okay. So model, I said, was kind of the application state, right? Application state. So view is what? That's just all the visual elements. all the visual elements in the application, it allows the user to manipulate data by responding to events. So with Vue, just remember it's the visual elements and events. Okay? I think Vue is perhaps more self-explanatory than the rest. Well, the controller. The controller is really just the heart of your program, where all your logic is, where once you get an event, what will it do with that data? Where will it go with that? What will it manipulate it to do? So that's the controller, really just the guts of your program, the logic. Okay, so these are just the three parts, MVC. Okay, any questions so far? Okay, we'll talk about Objective-C. I've just got about three slides here, a quick crash course on that, and I think we can then jump in with some code. Okay? Okay, so I'd mentioned Objective-C is a strict superset of C, right? So let's just look at some of the syntax here. Let's just begin with header files, implementation files. I mean, you've seen .h and .c, right? .c in this case is now .m. When you're developing in Xcode, you'll just see .m's instead of .c. It's not a big deal. So some syntax. Supposing you just want to declare a pointer to a person called voter. Okay? So in C, you do, perhaps there's a cast ballot function, right? So you might do voter.castBallot, right? In Objective-C, it's just a different syntax. You put these square brackets around things, and you'll say voter cast ballot with brackets. So, I mean, it's just different syntax. So voter.setAge parentheses 21. So you're setting the age, and you're passing a parameter this time. How do you pass a parameter? You do it with colons. Maybe remember that, because in a lot of the examples we'll do, well, in the example or two we'll do, you'll see the colon, and just remember colon means passing a parameter, okay? So you're doing voter set age colon 21. Okay, and there's a slightly more elaborate example. Why don't we skip that right now, because I'll explain strings in a second. So that at sign means a string. Okay, we'll talk about that in two slides, okay? So Objective-C 2.0 allows dot syntax. So you're going to be using Objective-C 2, so this is relevant. You can use dot syntax at least for accessor methods. So instead of the square brackets person set height colon new height, what is that doing? It's just setting person dot height to new height. So that'll be like traditional C or C++ syntax, which is certainly nicer, I'll say. So you can do that, okay? Bools. So Objective-C has just so many kind of seemingly random differences. There definitely is an explanation somewhere. I don't have it. But, I mean, like, bools are typedefed as yes and no rather than true or false. So, whatever. It's slightly different. Okay. NSObject is something you might want to know. NSObject is really kind of the root class for your entire application. So it'll implement the memory management, something called introspection. So that's a class can tell, is it a subclass of something else? What is it a subclass of? Things like that. That's introspection and object equality. So it kind of implements that already. Like, are two strings equal? I mean, in C, you can't do char star equals equals another char star, right? So that's what NSObject would help you to do. Just sort of built-in things already, and it's really just the root class, okay? Let's see. Okay, so Objective-C, instead of using a char star for a string, you'll use NSString star. So in C, normally you might say char star myString equals quote text, right? In Objective-C, you do something like NSString star mystring equals at text. You just put an at sign there. Constant strings are just normal NSString instances. Okay, so that will be a constant string. If you want a modifiable string or a mutable string, you've heard of mutable data types and immutable data types. Okay, so a NSMutable string kind of makes sense, is a modifiable string, okay? Good. Okay, so if there are no questions right now, we can just go right ahead and do hello world. Okay? So this is maybe the, perhaps the more exciting part. Maybe not hello world, but actually doing something. So with hello world, I'm not gonna actually build it from scratch. I'm gonna show you, this is the actual example on the Apple website. So what we're gonna do, I'm just gonna break down what's what in this example, then we'll build a real, like the calculator app from scratch. Is that okay with everyone? I mean, it feels kind of weird not to start off the hello world from scratch, but I just kind of want to give you an introduction to Xcode, what each piece does, and then we can do it from scratch, okay? Okay, hello world. Okay. So, on the left here, this is just an IDE. It's pretty cool, I'll say, Xcode. See, right over here, can you see the .m and the .h? So the .m, so my view controller, this is kind of maybe the main logic of your program. Okay, so my view.m, let's look at my view.h. So actually, let me show you what it looks like first, and then it'll make more sense, okay? So hello world, this is the hello world app. So when I type in, like, hi, guys, it does that. So you see what this hello world thing does, right? Okay, so now let's look at this. So there is a text field, okay? There's a label. That's the thing that actually reflects whatever you typed into the text box. And then and a string, okay? So this is the .h file for my view controller. So the actual implementation, so you're importing the .h. There's just different syntax here, like add implementation, add synthesize, okay? So this is how a function is declared. You just put a dash and then the function. So it's not like function something or void something equals, or not equals, but you put a dash in front of functions. So dash. We're saying this is void, view did load. I mean, the rest of it seems kind of familiar. I just wanted to make a point about the dash. Okay, so view did load, this does some things to just check that the view is loaded. Okay, updating the string, that's probably the important part. Yep, okay. So update string, what does it do? Self.string equals text field.text. Right? So if you saw in .h and a string, that's the self.string equals text field.text. Okay, so I mean, it's just copying into this temporary string, and then label.text equals this string. So this self.string is really just an intermediate variable. Okay. Does everyone kind of have an idea of what's going on here? I mean, is this okay so far? I just don't want to lose anyone on Hello World. Okay, so this is a bool. If you see here, it returns yes. That's the return type, yes or no, right? So this is just text field should return. I mean, this is a little more elaborate of a Hello World example. It doesn't just print Hello World. It's doing stuff with input. So if you're seeing this thing, text field should return. See, again, colon. These are parameters you're passing to it, okay? So one other thing. I'm going to post this code and the other code on the website. So maybe for now, yeah, I mean, I guess the only option you have is to kind of look along with this, but go back and maybe with the video or something, try to follow along with this example, okay? Maybe not this one, maybe the calculator one. Okay, so this is a bool. It's just determining should the text field return, kind of like has the person, is it supposed to return? Does this make sense? Okay. Okay, so touch us begin. What is this function doing? You know, when I just opened up the application a minute or two ago, you know, when you click on a text box, that nice little keyboard comes up, right? So this is just dismissing the keyboard if you click off of it. It's event handling, really. Okay, here's something that's pretty important, dialloc. So the iPhone doesn't have a built-in garbage collector. I mean, in general, pure C doesn't have garbage collection, right? You've been malloc-ing and freeing things. So there's kind of weird ways of calling them an Objective-C. So dialloc is the function you'll need to call after everything to release all your stuff. So what does dialloc do in this program? So if you remember text field, it was, what, like a NS string star? Or, well, text field maybe wasn't, but these things were all things you allocated memory for, right? So now we're just releasing them. That's free. That's the equivalent of C is free, okay? So you just want to release it. So we release two things that we had allocated, and then we call super dialloc. So remember the root node thing I told you about, NS object? That is what super dialloc will be calling and deallocating all that stuff. Okay? So that's kind of where that comes into play. I'd mentioned it earlier. So super dialloc is just calling that. Okay, so I think we've kind of covered the myViewController.h and .m. Let's talk briefly about the app delegate, okay? And we'll go to Interface Builder, look through that, and then again compile it and run, okay? So appDelegate.h, let's look at this. So this really creates the view, okay? So, I mean, this just has kind of like declaring things like a window and my view controller. It'll become more apparent when we deal with Interface Builder. So this just implements some functions that it kind of promised it would. Application did finish launching. So here we're setting up the view controller, okay? See? Instead of malloc, you're allocing something. So you're setting up the view controller and adding a subview, adding the view as a subview to the window. Okay? And again, here's the dialloc. You're releasing two things you had previously allocated and then calling super to dialloc itself. Okay, so does that make sense kind of what the app delegate's doing? It's creating the view. We'll take a look at the view. Okay? So I'd mentioned the nib files, right? The nib files are really the view. So hello world.xib, let's just double click on that. All right. Gosh. Sorry, my windows are needing to resize and stuff. Okay. So this is Interface Builder. Okay. So Interface Builder, I mean, generally you want to have just this main sort of window with these three things. It might have different ones in a different project. There's the view, which is, this is your iPhone screen, okay? So with Interface Builder, you can start dragging and dropping, say, buttons. Like, I can make a button right here and have this button say, like, hello. You can drag and drop things, really. Segmented controls, switches. Really anything you want. So this just Interface Builder is how you can create the GUI for your app, okay? So I'm going to delete all those. So here, this is text box, right? So we had dragged a text box out here. I mean, this is ready-made for you guys, so we didn't actually do it, but the text box was dragged out here. If you go Tools Inspector. Where is it? Here. It's a placeholder. You can have that kind of gray text that it doesn't actually say this is what's in there, but kind of suggests what you should type in there. So you can create placeholders. You can already create text that's already in there. You can change backgrounds. All these different things. You can change the fonts. Whatever you want. So Again, it's tools inspector. So that's how you add these sort of things. Okay, I'm going to close this right now. Right here is this invisible-ish label. This is where that actual text displayed, if you remember. Okay. So and this is just a background image. So far is everyone with me? Okay. So resources. I mean, here's where the background.png is. Okay. You can just import these things. Here's the icon. So I talked about the icon, right? Info.plist. Do you remember I mentioned that? So info.plist. Right here, you just say icon file is icon.png, and right there. And when you load this onto the iPhone, it'll have that icon. So that's just a little quick thing. Okay, so let's just go ahead and do this. If you look here, right here there, is this? Okay, so there are different things you can tell it to build for. You can build it for the simulator. You can actually build it for the device. See, if I build it for the device, what'll probably happen is, see, the build failed right here. So this is where you'll see your error messages. Why did the build fail? It tells me no certificate found in keychain for code signing identity iPhone developer. This is a thing I'll need to give you guys and myself, apparently. This is like the license that you need, okay? So again, you can't even transfer it to your iPhone if you don't have the certificate. So since we can't do that, we can't do a device release, let's just do it simulator with the 2.1 OS. Okay. Let's do the 2.0 OS. It's going to work either way. So build and go. Let's see. Okay. Sorry, this I just can't resize this in my resolution. Maybe kind of annoying. So, I mean, this is the app again, right? So, hello world. You see, it's reflecting that the kind of gray text. This comes up. Hi. Okay. So this is just hello world. Are there any questions so far? No? Okay. Okay. Cool. Let's go ahead and do a cooler example where we actually build it from scratch then. So again, this was from the Apple site. If you check out developer.apple.com, once you have your account, you can actually find a lot of cool examples. They build some pretty cool examples just as sample code. So if you're looking for more inspiration with actually using, say, the GPS GPS stuff with the iPhone, or there's actually like the it'll tell you the motion sensor, right? So if you want to use things like that, look at those examples because they have code for that already. Okay. All right. Actually, does everyone want to take a few minutes of a break right now? Is that okay? Okay, cool. All right. Let's resume. So we'll just jump right in, okay? So I'm gonna open up Xcode. Xcode's kind of weird. I mean, maybe it's my fault for turning off this. Yeah. Okay. It might be my fault for turning off this like startup window, but nothing shows up to begin with, so it's kind of disconcerting. I've kind of waited for minutes and then see Xcode has loaded. I mean, once it's there, file, new project, okay? So here, with under the iPhone OS, so for Mac OS, you can build all these other things. Maybe you'd build an app. You go iPhone OS, application. There are various things, like I think the Facebook app uses something like a tab bar application. For this, let's just go with window-based app, okay? So window-based application, not Windows-based. Yep. So where do I want to save this? I'm going to save this to the desktop. I'm going to call it iCalculator, okay? Okay, so here's all my stuff. It already builds a lot of the things you need already. I'm actually not sure what happens if you just do build and go to begin with. Let me see. I kind of want to see. Ah, nothing. Okay. So I mean, you'd expect with all these sort of things with a clean slate, nothing will happen, but it will compile perfectly. Sort of like in CS50, all the code we give you, it'll compile. It'll work properly. It just won't do anything. So you start off with a clean slate right here, okay? Okay, so we have all these things. Again, see, there's like app delegate. There's info.plist. A lot of the stuff we want to do is creating classes, okay? So let's create a new class. File, new file. I think we want to do CocoaTouch classes. Yep. So there's different things you can do. We want a CocoaTouch class. NSObject subclass, okay? So what do we want to call this? Calculator. And we'll also create the .h file, okay? And we'll add it to the project. Okay. All right, let's start building. So what do we want to have for, say, this calculator to begin with? So let me just start off by saying I've gotten a lot of this from a tutorial as it is, so there will be links to the code and the tutorial too if you're not able to follow along with this video, okay? So with this, what do we want to have? In the .h, we can have, we want to declare some private things, okay? So private NS mutable string. So there's like nice auto-completion with Xcode. If you see. So we'll just create a string called underscore display, double operand, and then a string star operator. Okay, we'll talk about why I'm doing it this way in a second. So just suppose I want to have these three things as kind of my internal structure, okay? So I'll also want to define a function or a few functions. So again, function, you start off like that. So I want a function called init. I want a void function called dalloc. A void function input, right? And what should input take? Well, it should take a string, right, for the character? And a string star character. Okay. Okay, does everyone see what I've done so far? So we want a function that, an input function, right, when you click on a button. So this will either be a number or, say, like clear display or delete a delete a character. It could be a decimal point, or it could be any of the operations. Okay, so this is a function called input. We want our dialloc function as well, and then something that displays, it returns a string, because the display should be a string, right? So save it. I guess I have obsessive compulsive Apple S all the time. Shouldn't crash on me or anything. Okay, let's go to the actual implementation of some of this. Okay, so we're importing calculator.h or icalculator.h. Okay, so we're just going to have a few strings, and we'll talk about why we're doing this again in a second. So const nsString star operators. So what sort of operators will we have? So again, declaring a string, you put the at sign, right? Plus, minus, times, divide. Plus, minus, times, divide. Something like that. Okay. So these are the functions I'm going to build into the calculator. Const and a string star equals So we're just kind of defining things like this is going to be, because you have an equal to button, right? Okay, what digits do we want? 0, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the decimal? Okay, so I'm defining delete to be the string D because I'm actually going to name my button D, okay, and C for clear. So I mean, if I want my button to be some other, like if I want my button to be actually called delete, I'd be doing that. But for now, let's just go with D. Okay. So we actually have to implement some of those functions, right? So. Well, at implementation iCalculator, so NS string star operator. Just return operator. So these are kind of like accessor methods we're going to do. Void set operator, NS string star operator. So if the operator is not set here, okay, so this set operator function, I mean, it's just a few lines of code. If it's not set, or if it's set to this different value, you're just going to release it and then redo this thing. Okay, retain. So we'll talk about release retain again. So there was, dalloc, super dalloc, and release we already kind of talked about. I'll talk about retain in a sec because it's kind of interesting how this does it. Okay. So what else do we want to have? Let's declare our init function, right? I prototyped that earlier. So init will do what? So if self equals super init, display equals ns mutable string. There we go. Autocomplete string with capacity 20. So I'm just kind of defining the length of my text box. Okay. 20. We're retaining that. And then operator equals nil. Okay, nil instead of null. That's kind of clearing things out. Objective-C is kind of funky, I'll have to say. Again, I'm saying that just because I don't really know where they're coming from. There's definitely a good reason for this. Okay, so the dalloc function again. So the reason I'm stressing dalloc and these things are, first of all, it won't compile properly if you're not deallocating all your memory. Second, even if it does compile, it will maybe open up the app and then just crash. And you'll get an annoying message, and it just won't work. So keep track of these like deallocs and allocs and things like that. The other thing is, when you submit an app to the App Store, Apple actually checks your application for security vulnerabilities. And that's pretty cool. At the same time, it's kind of annoying when it takes like a three months to actually get it into the store because they rejected once because you forgot blah, 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 some buffer overflow or whatever. So, I mean, if you don't check your security, they will. And it might be a while before it gets into the App Store. So one way or another, your app should be secure by the time it gets to the App Store through your doing or their doing. So. That's kind of why I'm stressing all these things with allocation and I'm making sure it's safe, okay? So these are those three things. Well, let's put semicolons there. Okay, so these two were things we had done in the initializer method, right? So far so good. I mean, I'm sorry if this is kind of boring. I hope it's effective to actually walk you through building an application. So I'm sorry if it's a little bit slow. Okay. So this next function is going to be kind of long. Let me start this off, okay? Void input. So this is the actual heart of the program, right? No, I didn't. Okay. Yeah, sometimes auto-completion can be kind of annoying, at least if you don't know how to tell to stop. So this is the actual input function. Does anyone mind if I copy-paste code and then actually just go through and explain it? Because it's a lot of lines of code. It'll be annoying to see me type it. So we'll go through it then. Okay, so can we make this window bigger? In fact, let's do that. Okay, so we'll go through the code now. So this is the input function, right? So the input function, we just have a bool that keeps track of has the last character been an operator? So we want to know kind of are we waiting for a number or can we accept an operator, right? Can I divide by something, or should I be waiting for something after that? So if the input character is a digit, we're going through this and then check if last character is operator. Here, we're setting the display to the current character digit. Is this making sense? See, display set string, and you pass it this parameter character. So. And then again, you have to keep this bool in the proper state. So this is essentially kind of the state of your application, right? Again, thinking of MVC, are you accepting an operator or are you accepting a character, right? So else if it's a dot, you don't want to accept any other dots, okay? Okay. So if it's an operator or an equal to sign, now we have the array of things that we have to do. Okay, so you don't have to worry about that. So here's like the actual stuff where you might normally see, right? So operand, we declared it as a double, if you remember. Okay, so. If that value is a zero, we're going to be adding. If it's one, it's subtracting, so on, okay? And there shouldn't be anything really else, but again, remember a good style, keep a default or whatever. So we're going to keep that in there. Okay. Here. Okay. So what does this do? I mean, just on inspection, can anyone kind of tell me what this does? Wait, really? Can you guys take a guess, please? what does that chunk of text do? I mean, it kind of has the word right there. Yeah, okay. It deletes the last character. Thank you. Okay. So, I mean, does this kind of look okay to you guys? Minus one. What they're doing here? Okay. Okay. So deleting, and then, and what is this chunk doing? It's clearing, right? So how do you clear? You just set it to an empty string, right? Okay. I mean, is this okay so far? I mean, I just would rather go by chunks of code rather than maybe in an individual line, just for time's sake. Okay. So this is the end of iCalculator.m. So I'd say this is a lot of the actual guts of the program, like what the actual logic behind it. So if you remember MVC, it's the controller part, right? The logic of the program. So all that was right here. Okay. I think we're good with all of that. Okay, we're going to create the actual view controller class now, okay? So creating another class, file, new file. Maybe I should be in the classes folder. File, new file. iPhone OS, Cocoa Touch classes, UI view controller subclass. Okay, so we're making a view controller. So this is kind of the interface between your code and the GUI, okay? So iCalc view controller, maybe we can call it. So again, we'll add that to the project. Okay. So we've got a .h and a .m. So in the .h, what do we want to add? Let's just add some things and we can talk about it then. So first of all, let's import our other .h, like the main thing. Here. Okay, so we're importing that kind of the guts of our application, the .h for that. Interface iCalc view controller, UI view controller. So we're going to have something called an IB outlet. Why did it do that? Thank you. Okay, IB outlet ID. Okay. So we're going to create an iCalculator star calculator. So this is an actual instance of our iCalculator object, okay? Okay, so this is the function that actually will interface between the buttons and what it should do, right? So you'll see this press function. I'll actually show you with Interface Builder. It's kind of cool. You actually get to drag a link, it'll look like a physical dragging a link between your an event and this thing right here. Okay, the press function. So that's what this thing is right here, and keep that in mind. Okay. So here's some stuff. I like how they comment this stuff out for you. I didn't want it commented out. Okay. So we're going to do this if. So this is our initialization. We want to do calculator equals iCalculator new. Okay. So we've actually, so that was the .h we did. We're actually instantiating it now. And then, yeah, let's return the self. Okay. So load view, yeah, let's leave some stuff commented out. Okay, should auto rotate to interface orientation. So you see there is this option here. You can actually tell it not to. So when we actually test this out, let's. I actually didn't test this, so we'll see what happens. But when we rotate it on the simulator, at least we'll see if bad things happen. And if they do, you should make sure you yourself guard against that. Okay. So again, with grading, say for your final projects, even with the iPhone, we will do things like, I mean, we can do this on the simulator itself. We'll just rotate it and see if your program breaks. Again, you know, with all the problem sets, we look for corner cases, or, I mean, first of all, the actual, is it not going to work with what you would normally expect, but then the corner cases, okay? So, corner cases with an iPhone, I'm just trying to make this point that maybe we'll rotate it, and if it looks really ugly, or in some fashion that we understand that you didn't think about it, then it's unexpected behavior, right? Of course, you also want your application to look nice, so. We'll return that. Did receive memory warning. Okay. So dealloc, again, let's do this properly. What did we allocate? Do you guys remember? Are all my words kind of blending into one? Okay, here's what we allocated. Calculator, we just want to release it now, okay? So if you'd seen up here, remember when I did new? I can't point at my own screen. Okay, this one right here. Remember when we did new? That's what I'm releasing here. New, release, okay? So we're going to do that. All right, a few more lines of code for this, and let's pause for a bit, okay? So, not void, okay. IB action. So IB, interface builder, action. Okay, IB action, press, ID. Did I do this wrong over here? No, I did that fine. So ID sender. Okay. Calculator. Input. Sender. No. Yep, normal, great, okay. Okay, so do you see this? This is the actual interaction when something's pressed, right? So it takes the input, it calls this input function, passing it, like, this is what I input, and then it sets the text to whatever the appropriate thing is, okay? Is this making sense what it's doing, at least? Kind of? Okay. Okay. Let's pause for a sec here, then. Okay. Okay, cool. So we're going to now actually start doing the GUI, okay? So we're going to do the GUI, and then we're going to come back to adding a few more features. We're going to tie it all together. And hopefully it'll run, okay? So resources. So resources, again, we'll have the XIB things, which are the view, right? So main window. Okay. So we want to do new. Even that gets in the way. So Cocoa Touch, okay. View, we were on that already. Here, okay. We're just creating a new view, the view for the calculator, okay. So we have it here. Let's save that as, okay, first we're going to put it in iCalculator. We're going to create a new folder called Resources. And we can call it calc view. Okay. Save it, and indeed I want to put it in my project. Okay. So far so good. So the two important things in Interface Builder are probably library and inspector. Okay. So, I mean, I have them both up. This resolution is really annoying. I might have to keep closing things. So, file owner, yep. So here, the identity, we're just going to call this calc view. See, if I do this iCalc view controller, we were referring to that earlier on, it autofills these things. Okay? So, I mean, hopefully you're already starting to see things are coming together. I mean, this is recognizing some of the code we had already written. Okay? So basically, with that, we just connected our code to the interface. I'll show you the kind of cool physical connection that I'd mentioned earlier. That's not this right here, but this is actually connected to the code, okay? So, let's see. View, okay. We're going to the view. Let's see, inspector, okay? So this is, thankfully I can put this on top. So, inspector, say I want to have, let me do that, huh? I want to have a black background for my calculator, or maybe not black. Let's go with black, okay? I'll just have a high contrast calculator. So, what else? Tools, library. Okay, so we've got the library again. Inputs, values. So what do we want first? What do we want first? We want a text field, right? So right here, and we'll see this slowly start to take shape into something actually cool. So that's just going to be our display thing. So if we go here, let's see, text. Maybe I just wanted to start off by saying zero, right? I wanted a line there, so it starts looking like a calculator. I'm going to do Apple T for fonts, and I'm going to have it bold and say, like, size 40, size 38 maybe, and it didn't do it. That's great. 38, bold. Okay, that worked this time. So, good. Let's have it 36 or so, actually. All right. So right now we have that. So far, so good, right? What else do we want? We want the buttons now, right? So where are the buttons? Switch, round rect button. Rounded rectangular button. So if you see this, like, when I move my mouse around, it actually has things start snapping to certain places. Like, that's useful, and use it. Okay, so if I start moving near the center, it'll give me like this center thing right there. If you can see, it'll say you have centered it within the window. So use these things, so it'll look really nice. It'll look really nice. Okay. So here we go. I actually want to specify now. I have the X and Y place I want to put this. I actually want this to be 64 by 70. Okay, so this is going to be the size of all my buttons. Okay, let's, wait a minute, why can't I click on that? Okay, here. So I can click on that. Where's my text? Title, okay, sorry, this is what I was looking for. So I want this to be 7, so this will be 7, 8, 9, right? I'm starting here. Let's also make this big. Okay, big buttons, right? So, okay, here's the actual cool part, okay? So, I hope I end up doing this right. You see all these events for this button? Here are all the events, okay? The touch down event, I'm going to actually drag to file's owner, okay? Okay. So, I'm going to connect it to the press function. Remember when I told you we made that press function, right? So we made the press function, I just physically connected that. So if you go back here and you see this, files owner, press. So with that, I just thought it was kind of cool that it has a nice little drag, an event, okay? So that's how we're connecting the events. I think then we're just going to go ahead and duplicate all these buttons. Let's see if there's anything else we want to do. Okay, so I think Apple D does duplicate. You can also go to edit, duplicate. So I'm just going to do Apple D because I like keyboard shortcuts. And you can do two at a time. Duplicate those as well. Okay. This is going to get kind of tedious. Maybe I'll stop this and allow us to go with the example already there. But, I mean, I'll modify some of these. 7, 8, 9. This can be slash, what is this? 4, 5, 6, right? Times x. Oh. And then what's cool we can do? Grab all of these, okay? Duplicate all of those. So see, I'm making sure they're all snapping in place. 4, 5, 6. What is this? 1, 2, 3. And this can probably be minus and plus. Okay. So 1, 2, 3. So what are these going to be? 0, the decimal point, the delete. So remember when we had that string, it was just D. This is the D that we were referring to there. Okay. So finally, this is, we're almost there. C for clear, right? We didn't call it clear, we just called it C. So we're going to call C here too, and equal. Okay, so here's actually this is pretty ugly, I'll have to say, but it's a calculator all the same, and hopefully it's going to actually work once we do this. So this is kind of tedious, actually, and you know what, I don't think I'm actually going to go ahead and do all of this, because that's going to be really boring, but remember how I duplicated all of these, and it duplicated the shape and the size and everything? So remember this, it has touchdown, is already connected to that. None of the rest are. So, I mean, I really don't want to click on all of these. I've already gone through this once, and it wasn't that fun. So, I mean, you'll end up doing all of these. And if you remember how we dealt with the press event, all of these can go to that one press event, because regardless of if it is a number, a decimal point, the D or the C, or the equal to sign, or any of these operators, we dealt with it all in that one function, right? You remember that? So we can connect them all to that one press event. There are a lot of buttons. I don't think I'm going to go ahead and do that. Also in the interest of time. So we're going to assume that I connected all of these buttons to the press event. Know that whatever your application is, you need to connect each button to whatever you want it to do, of course. Okay. So I'm going to save this. We're done with Interface Builder for a while at least. Okay, so let's go back to app, iCalculator app delegate, okay? So we have, let's see. Calculator app delegate. Okay. So we're going to put this as part of the class iCalcView controller, right? That's what we just made. Interface, so instead of this, we're going to have IB outlet. So we have all these IB outlets running around, so UI window. Star window, we're just kind of modifying what is there already. iCalc view controller, star calc view controller. Okay. Property, non-atomic retain, window, star window. Okay. So these are just things that we want to keep these persisting, okay? So we're just retaining them. Okay. I love autocomplete. The farther in your project you get, the more things will autocomplete for you, and it'll be much nicer. So, okay, so we're done with the .h for now. Synthesize window. So you were asking about that, synthesize window. What else do we want to synthesize? Okay. So we added this also. Void application did finish launching. Let's see. Let's start off. iCalc view controller star calc view controller. iCalc view controller alloc. Okay. Init. So this is an actual function that's kind of built in already with nib name at, and we're just implementing it, calc view. So this is just something we can call it once we've initialized it. Okay, calc view bundle nil again. Gosh, every time I try to type nil, it tries to make it null. I'd like to make it null too, but I mean, self.calc view controller equals calc view controller. Okay. Okay. So we're just going to release this window. So we're adding a subview. This is, if you remember, we were interface builder, right? We were in interface builder and we created this subview. So we actually have to add it here again. Controller, calc view, controller view. Okay, I think we're good with this portion. Let's do dalloc properly now. So if you noticed I allocked something there, let's just make sure we dalloc it here. Or release it. Okay? So this is good. Okay, so let's go back to the interface builder, okay? Interface builder. Here we go. So what happened here? We connected, theoretically, I was supposed to go and connect all the buttons to the event, right? What we do want to do is also connect the display, right? And we didn't do that yet. So let's go ahead and do that, all right? We're actually getting close here, so hopefully I won't keep you guys too long. Well, I mean, you can leave whenever you want, but we're getting close to having something that'll hopefully work now. So, okay. Where are the connections here? Okay. Display field. Okay, something was supposed to... Oh. Here. I'm sorry, this is my fault. Here. File owner, display field. Okay. So the file owner display field, this was actually one of those... Sorry, I better just do this and stop talking. So, okay, we just connected the display field. Okay. So if you look, file owner, we had connected all these things back to file owner's press. If you see press goes back to, it says multiple, because theoretically all these things were connected to that. And display field is now connected to this actual text thing there. So I'm going to skip creating an icon. What you can actually do is just take a, maybe say you want to take a screenshot of this portion, all this right here, and just make that as an icon, or actually make something pretty instead of this ugly stuff. okay, I'm going to go ahead and save that. I don't know how many errors are going to come up when I build and go now, but let's see. I don't really want to do on-the-fly debugging right here, but we'll see. Last time I did this myself, there were like 25 errors. Oh, wow, it succeeded. I mean, it still theoretically won't work the entire way, but let's see. There's only 4 warnings. That's still kind of suspicious. Okay, so I didn't do something right. It's like spelling mistakes. Okay, well, there's a black screen, no buttons. Okay, so if I'd actually connected all the buttons and what did I do here? I'm sure I misspelled something, although they all highlighted correctly. So let's go back and do this. So we're opening something that should work, I think. So again, I know what I did. I didn't put this in the proper place. Wrong place. Okay. So, yeah. So let's see. So this is really like all the code you'll need. I'll post this code online if you guys want to take a look at it. And let's hope this builds and goes. Succeeded. Okay. Great. So you can't see the entire screen. Sorry. But let's try something. So 8 divided by 4. Let's see. Okay, so far so good. Okay, so I think this thing works properly. I hope you guys have a better feel for this now. I think that should be true. So really, I hope what you guys got out of this is really just a feel for maybe how you'd start off. I don't know how familiar you guys were with Xcode, but maybe even just going file new project and what do I do after that, all the way to creating a full app. So just remember there are classes you will have to make. That's all your code. Then with resources, all the .xib, the nib files, you'll have to make that too. And I think that's maybe the most fun part. That's just me, though. And make the connection between, remember MVC again, make the connections between the view and the controller. Okay, so that's kind of what I hope you got out of this, and maybe the steps along the way, what you'll be doing. There's a lot of just kind of syntax that goes along with that. What I'd say is definitely download some more example code and try that out. Okay, there are some pretty cool examples just for seeing yourself. I mean, if you just want to run it and see how it works. Oh, so one thing I promised I'd try. So, that locks it. I thought that rotates it. Okay. Rotate. So rotate doesn't... I mean, this is certainly fine as expected behavior, right? I mean, if you rotate your phone and you just don't want it to rotate, you'll just kind of tell the user you weren't supposed to rotate it, so don't. So, I mean, this is fine. Let me turn it back, but... God, you think I'd learn. Okay, so things like that, again, just rotate it on the simulator and see what happens, okay? So, did anyone have any questions on this? I'm sorry if I kind of copied and pasted and explained rather than writing every single line of code, but in the interest of time and getting it right, yeah. Okay, questions? Okay, feel free to email me, especially if you do need a license, I'll just set that up. So, okay, good. Thanks a lot, guys.